This is such a special time of year. It's one of my favorite times. Having grown up in Southern California, we don't have quite the seasons that other areas of the United States and the world experience. And so in California, fall or autumn was a season that was very present and that I always appreciated because it touched me in a way sometimes I wasn't even conscious of. And so having moved now to the Midwest and loving all of the seasons, I really wanted to speak about the spiritual metaphor that every single season represents to us and for us. And so my talk title today is Celebrating the Season of Autumn. And last week, having celebrated All Hallows' Eve and taking a look at ancient rituals and practices of people that were sometimes labeled quote-unquote pagan, which can sometimes carry a negative connotation, and yet which simply refers to someone that is not of a pre or a specific religious structured belief system. The pagans were very, and still are, Wiccas, Wiccans, all are very much connected into that which we call the natural world. And as spiritual humanity, as we, you know, what do we gather here together for? We gather because we have things, circumstances that come up in our lives and challenges, and we're seeking to connect to something greater than ourselves. I appreciate, Tim, your affirmation, you know, that higher power. Something greater than ourselves that will help us navigate this life. And yet, as human beings, we tend to focus on our outer world as that which is real. Do we not tend to try to fix our problems out here in the appearances? And then when it gets all muddled up, oh, maybe I better sit down and pray, right? And what I would love to invite us into an awareness of, friends, is that we are natural spiritual beings. And that God is not a person or an anthropomorphic figure that we try to create God as being, because that's what we relate to in just our outer physical appearance world. That God instead is the energy, those energetic vibrations that science speaks of, as well as the naturalists speak of. It is the energetic expression and beingness of all of creation. And as we're putting into practice or into learning what we have called sometimes unity principles, or I like to call them just plain truth principles, they're the principles of the universe upon which all science and all spirituality is based. It's the energy of everything that has been and is becoming. And that is what God is. And God flows in and through all things everywhere around us. And nature is such a wonderful example of that. And yet we tend to want to be about our own specific business and doing and having it, making it happen, instead of creating first a connection to that which is the infinite truth of our being, and creating that bedrock of strength, of vast infinite wisdom upon which we can call, versus just all the neural network patterns we have created of our own outer learning. So I really want us to embrace today the beauty of autumn, because man, we are in the midst of it. For those of you who are not, who are visiting, online, so we're not right here in Indiana, we had some mighty winds blowing yesterday, and it was so, it exemplified so beautifully the winds that move and change and flow, and all the leaves were swirling in the air of all these beautiful colors, and it gives one an opportunity to shift from that constant outer focus of this out here being our real world, to recognize that this out here is what we ultimately create from having been centered in the core of infinite spirit. In scripture from Psalm 104, verse 19, it said, He made, and meaning of course God, God made, or the energy of our universe that is considered creation, made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. What a beautiful example, friends. It exemplifies the flow of everything that ever is. Cycles. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. The seasons change, the moon rises, the sun sets. It is the flow of that which is all that we are. And Ecclesiastes, I mentioned this last Sunday because we were talking about All Hallows Eve and a recognition of many of the practices of that time that acknowledged that we are all just layers and levels of spiritual energy. And there are times when those veils or the separation of those layers of energy are more readily accessed. It's a thinner veil. And they acknowledged how important it is to recognize that life is ever ongoing. So they acknowledged their loved ones who had passed. And we recognize from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, there is a time for everything in every season, every activity under the heavens. And verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die. Now, does that just mean physically? A time for ideas to be born and a time for them to be released. A time to live in one area, a time to move to another area. A time for things to be and a time for things to change. It goes on to say a time to plant and a time to uproot. It speaks to the seasons, planting in the spring and then the harvest of summer and then uprooting in autumn, gathering the harvest. And verse 6 says a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away. Friends, it is challenging for many of us to release the things that have gotten us to where we are now and not to continue to hang on to them, you know, for dear life. I mean, I've got a lot of that stuff. And it doesn't make it wrong. It's just a wonderful thing to begin being aware of. What are we hanging on to? When is it time to release? Many of you know George Washington Carver. He was an African-American agricultural scientist, and he implemented so many changes in our agricultural systems. He says, I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting system. Isn't that fabulous? An unlimited station, through which God speaks to us every hour if we will only tune in. Ooh, I'm going to put that one up on my refrigerator. And any of you who want to access it, we always post all of the quotes that I do use are on our website, unitymichiana.org. You can just go in there and pull up there all printed out there if you want to print that out large. I'd love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station, of course. What better way do we connect into godness, God, the infinite intelligence and wisdom that we all seek to navigate through things in our lives than by breathing into the moment, into nature, into everything that is and exemplifies for us? And Luther Burbank, who was a botanist and a pioneer in agricultural science, he says, there is no other door to knowledge than the door that nature opens. There is no truth except the truths we discover in nature. Whew. How many of us who are so focused on the outer specifics of our intellectual world do not give credence to the subtleties, to the intuitions, to that which is the true natural expression of all that is and that all that is all becoming? No other door to knowledge than the door nature opens. Because nature is godness, is God in experience and in expression. So I really wanted to speak this Sunday of autumn, and we're moving into a season where we will be celebrating and honoring Thanksgiving and looking to a sense of gratitude. And yet first, how important it is to recognize what the metaphors are, the spiritual metaphors are of autumn and what it teaches us. So let's take a look at the flow of the seasons. And of course, at the end of summer and the harvest that grew, what do? We gather them in. We uproot them, as Ecclesiastes says. And we give thanks for them. And we can recognize that there is a season and a flow, that nothing stays right up here all the time, that there is a time to grow, to develop, and then there is a time to gather that in, to recognize it, to acknowledge and give thanks. And what else does autumn exemplify for us? What happens with the leaves on the trees? And I loved it, Linda, that you said that for our affirmation. Fall into. How much do we hang on to what has always been? Or what our outer eyes tell us is reality versus the actual truth of the energetic flow of the universe, which is ever ongoing and limitless. Seasons embody spiritual metaphors that teach and guide our way. They embody these spiritual metaphors that if we are willing to set aside our outer world long enough to connect in, we can experience. And yet part of our minds just kind of go, oh, poo-poo, you know, no, that's not important. This is what's real here. Well, that's because that's what we have focused on for so long. And friends, if we are truly seeking to have something that moves in us, that heals and blesses us, that inspires us, that moves us forward, it is a time to recognize the wonderful metaphor of fall, which means gathering that which we have learned, the harvest, and then being willing to release that which we have hung on to that no longer serves us. Sister Marie-Paul Curley, she is a digital content writer in the Divine Order of Sisters that she is a part of. She says, there's a gift from God in every season or time that we live in. All the aspects of the season of autumn are connected to the most stark result at its end, the death or seeming death of the natural world surrounding us. What is so wonderful about this aspect of autumn is that if seen as part of the whole of the four seasons of the year, autumn also becomes a time of preparing for new life, clearing the gardens, and even planting the bulbs, which will stay buried deep in the ground all through winter, will burst through and blossom in the spring, friends. What a wonderful metaphor for our lives. To recognize that autumn is a time of letting go, of shifting, of opening ourselves to be prepared and ready. To take the time that we will talk about later of winter, which is of rest and renewal of hibernation, in order to blossom forth in spring. I pulled a couple other things regarding autumn. This one is from Bernadine Racoma. She's the manager of e-translation services, which helps companies in their online types of profiles. And she speaks around autumn saying, for many people, autumn symbolizes change. It does. It's like we've gone long in summer and lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, and then all of a sudden the leaves start to change and they start to fall and things are moving. Like the falling leaves from the trees, life must take a new course by shedding off the old to usher in the new. This part of the season's cycle stretches out to winter, which provides time for people to absorb and accept the ongoing change in one's inner self. What an amazing time, a portal that this time of autumn is for us, a time of being open and receptive. And so Parker Palmer, who is an author, a speaker, and activist, he's written so many wonderful things on the spiritual attributes of the seasons. He says, in the visible world of nature, a great truth is concealed in plain sight. Diminishment and beauty, darkness and light, death and life are not opposites. They are held together in the paradox of hidden wholeness. What an amazing message. Autumn consistently reminds me that my daily dyings are necessary precursors to new life. And when we look at the outer world and the physicalness of it and that which sometimes death seems an ending, we forget, friends, the spiritual message that all of the seasons bring us, that everything is ever renewed and ever ongoing, and how important those daily dyings are of old concepts and ideas that we hang on to, of the stances that we take and do not budge. This is a wonderful time, friends, to begin recognizing the opportunities and what autumn teaches us. In 2 Chronicles 19:3, Scripture says, nevertheless, good things are found in you in that you have removed the wooden images from the land and have prepared your heart to seek God. And what this was speaking of was of a time in Egypt when people worshipped idols. And as the Christian movement, as Jesus was beginning to teach, and as Moses invited people to let go of the old, people wanted to go back and grab these old idols that they had worshipped. And so this spiritual message is releasing those wooden images and allowing a different voice of God to speak. So this is what this scripture is saying to us, to remember to do that, to let go of all the stance that we say this is really so and to embrace that which might be different. And from James 5:7-8, it says, the farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient, friends. So autumn invites us into this time of celebration, a time of acknowledging the gifts that we have received. So I'm just going to ask you and those of you at home to post. There's some wonderful things and activities in autumn that you can participate in. So some of the things I've already mentioned, one of them might be going for a walk in the woods to connect naturally to the presence of God. What's another thing that you might do to embrace the season of autumn? Yeah, Sue Ellen.
We have probably about 15 oak trees on our property. I'm not sure, but when this time comes around, I'm like, oh my God, because we're not spring chickens, and it's a lot of rain. But I was thinking yesterday, the rest of the year I love and appreciate so much living where I live. It's just beautiful. The trees are beautiful. So I'm trying to help myself recognize that we put in this work here for this season, but it pays off in other seasons when the trees are very beautiful. All other seasons, the trees are beautiful.
Thank you. Well, what about just the wonderful things that connect us to nature and spirit? What about baking bread? What about going out and collecting some of the leaves and creating a little altar that has a candle and some leaves to remind us of giving thanks and then also letting go? What about eating the things of the season, pumpkins and squash soup and the vegetables that are present now. Can you think of any other things that autumn just sort of brings forth in you to participate in celebrating? Oh, Susan, thank you. Thanks.
So Jolene says kayaking on the less active, more quiet river.
Ah, kayaking on a quiet river. Anybody else? Yeah.
We love to feed the birds. Watching the birds change from those bright colors that a lot of species seem to have in the summer to the duller colors, but just that, to me, that's amazing that that's in their DNA that they do that. You know, it just happens. And it might be a little duller color, but I still enjoy watching them.
Linda was sharing about the birds and how they are part of this flow of nature, like the sunrise, the sunset, the tides, that in the summer they're bright and so that they can attract their mate and have their little baby birdies, and then in the fall to the winter months, their colors darken so that they can be camouflaged and so that they can survive. And what a wonderful part of celebrating autumn to notice we too can change the colors and how we show up, what we say, what's important to us. Are we still out there rushing around and busy? Are we starting to slow down in preparation? Anybody else have? Yes. Yeah. Mary.
I love the sound of the geese flying over.
Ah.
And whenever I hear them, I always just stop what I'm doing and just take that in and just love them. The community of them. You see them in a V-shape. It's just a community.
And Mary was sharing about the geese, how they fly in that V formation, that they're a part of community and they're supporting each other. And I know like the lead one will then take a role in the back and someone else will move forward. What an example for us. And they're migrating. They're moving. And Susan and then John.
So Tamara Ashley said fresh apples, pumpkin goodies, cool evenings, and Vicki Thompson picking persimmons.
Ooh, persimmons. Does anybody, I think they have a persimmon tree. I can't remember. Yeah, in California. So picking persimmons and making seasonal things. And tomorrow the apples, you know, and candied apples and fresh apples and the wonderful fruit of the season. John, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I love to walk in the woods this time of year. You can see further, the leaves are falling, you know, and in the summertime it's kind of like you just see, you know, the foliage covers, you know, the length of your vision, you know, so you can see the river through the woods and you can see the deer, you know, a lot easier. So it's one of my favorite times to get out.
Yeah, John was sharing about loving to walk in the woods at this time. And what a beautiful metaphor that was. He was saying, you know, in the summer, there's the verdant green, which is a part of the growth, and it's verdant, and it's very visible to us. And yet the metaphor of autumn is that part of letting go. So the leaves fall away, and then you can see farther. You can see things you haven't seen before. See the deer and the quietness in the forest. It's a different feeling, the sense of the leaves that are falling. It's just wonderful. John, yes?
We see the color changing.
Ah.
Most people are not aware that the color is always there in the leaf. It's just that the chlorophyll dies off, and we see the color that's underneath.
No, wow, what a cool metaphor that is. So the other John, John Stratton, shared that the colors in the leaves are always there. We see them as green in the summer because there's chlorophyll, and then that dies off. Well, how wonderful to recognize within each of us that at this time, if we let go and release, that there is something revealed that was there all along, but we can move into a deeper connection too. Yeah, Sue Ellen.
What John Wiseman said, I really was thinking yesterday, when the leaves are all over all those trees, you can't see. When the leaves fall off, you can see the underlying structure. You can see how all those branches fit together and how they grow. And it's kind of like seeing those colors that are always there, or the branches that are always there. But it's a neat way to see how the world is made when some of the things that cover it up fall off.
Yeah, and what? Thank you, Sue Ellen. That's that wonderful metaphor of fall, of letting go, releasing. That if we let go of some of the stuff that we continue to hang on to, belief systems in our world, political ideas, everything of good and bad, or am I good enough? You know, just all the different ideas. As we begin to let go of those, then Sue Ellen was saying, you can see the structure of the tree. We can recognize that structure of the presence of Godness that is inherent in us all the time. It's there always. And so I'm just inviting us, friends, to celebrate the autumn season in these wonderful ways. Go have some squash soup or bake an apple pie or go bobbing for apples or take a walk in the forest. Or just go outside and breathe for a moment and appreciate and see the changes and acknowledge that we always have that opportunity and that option. In scripture from Leviticus 23, 39 through 40, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord. We do that spiritual work. We gather in then the harvest, the feast, what we have learned. And then we take this time to celebrate it and then to let it go. So another thing you might do is write a list in recognition of all the things that have changed or grown in your life this year. And then all of the things that you are now willing to let go. And from Psalm 67, verse 6, scripture says, "The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us." Let us carry that in our heart throughout this season of November, of celebrating autumn, of moving into a time of thanksgiving and celebrating that which we move into if we are willing to let go of what has been and take time to prepare for that which will become. So in closing, I will share two quotes from you. This is another one from Washington, George Washington Carver, and from Albert Einstein. What a pair those two are. So George Washington Carver says, "Reading about nature is fine." We do that, don't we? Because intellectually, well, I can read a book or I can watch a TV show. Those are great. But he says, but if a person walks in the woods and listens carefully, he can learn more than what is in books, for they speak with the voice of God. In other words, nature speaks with the voice of God. Let's open ourselves to hear that still small voice. And Albert Einstein says, "Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better." You'll understand everything better. So, friends, enjoy the autumn, celebrate autumn. Participate in activities in whatever way acknowledges for you the beautiful spiritual metaphors and what autumn teaches us in this lovely, lovely season that we experience.